Hi, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to talk about holiday spending. It's so easy to go overboard, and I mean really easy. I just went to a store the other day and picked up an assortment of cute little things, none of them very expensive, and was shocked to see $172 show up on the register. And that was after I put a few things aside. So here are some ideas if you're still doing your shopping at the last minute. Like many of us, business gifts are still limited to the incredibly generous sum of $25 per person per year. Of course, you can stretch that by giving gifts to several people in the office or company. When you record the gift on your books, you can stretch it a little more by separating out the cost of wrapping, engraving, shipping, and sales tax, and that will increase your $25 limit to a deduction perhaps as high as $50 for the same item. For all shopping, carry a small calculator with a memory function. As you drop things into your shopping cart, compute the cost with the sales tax and add it to the sum stored in the memory. You can recall the memory as you go along to see how much you're spending. Seeing that amount may get you to rethink all those little purchases and perhaps help you focus on finding just one substantial present for each person instead. It might even be more appreciated. Carry a list. Know whom you need to shop for and how much your overall spending limit is. You don't want to spend so much that it will take all year to pay back. Remember, there are going to be more holidays, birthdays, and other reasons for gifts. You don't want to be paying for them for years to come. The stress just isn't worth it. And when you have to decide whom to cut off your list, remember those people who never said thank you or acknowledged your gift, even children. If they can't be bothered to be considerate of you, should you be spending money on them? I remember how shocked and charmed I was the first time my niece called and said she wanted to take me out for my birthday. You know, even kids should be thoughtful. It's a good habit to learn young. Now, if you want to get something really, really expensive and special for somebody, how about just giving them a lovely card with an IOU and then buy that item at a discount in the after-Christmas sales? After all, if you can save $100 or more on sale getting the exact same item, do you think they'll mind waiting a day or so? Not if they love you. And remember, the gift of time is precious. Rather than buying a present they don't really need, how about giving them a card, redeemable, say, for a day with them? Perhaps a day of chores or a day just together? When was the last time you just spent time alone with your mom or dad or any one of your children? Each child, each person needs some time alone where they're the center of your attention with no distractions. It costs nothing in dollars, but will stand out in their memories. So have a wonderful holiday, and remember to be nice to yourself. And remember, you'll find answers to all kinds of questions about money and tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.